Disclaimer, while I love offering advice, please note that I am not a doctor or a mental health professional. My advice, my thoughts are strictly my own, and they are not a substitute for professional medical or mental health advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or another qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, everybody. This is Tempest. Welcome to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. It has been way too long, and I can only blame myself for that. I look in the details, and it looks like it's been way over a year. But I wanted to come do a quick episode to, one, check in to see how everyone is doing, two, give a quick update on myself, and three, announce that I'm back. I have had so many people in the last year, but really within the last month, actually, reaching out to me, finding me on Facebook, because since the podcast, since the last episode, I have changed my name on Instagram and Twitter, and you guys couldn't reach me, but I did not change my name on Facebook, and so many of you reached out to me on Facebook, just pouring your hearts out, and it was nagging me that I had these people reaching out to me, telling me how much that I've helped them, and how much listening to this podcast has changed their lives. Like, I couldn't just leave it hanging right there. So the more I ignored the feeling of recording, the louder that voice got, the more messages I started to receive, and the more heartfelt the messages were. So to those of you who reached out, who found their way to me, thank you so much for sharing your stories with me. Some of you have been through it, right? And you poured your heart out to me, and I do not take that lightly. I am so grateful that you chose me to be open with and to share with, because you didn't have to. And I really, 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 really appreciate that. So since I'm here, turns out I actually like talking to you guys. So I hope that more of you find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and reach out to me, because I would love to add a advice feature to this podcast, advice segment to this podcast, and yeah, I want to hear from you. So if you're interested, and if you want your question or your situation broadcast on this podcast, I will never, ever, 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 ever reveal your name. And I will even change details so no one can figure out, hey, is that so-and-so talking about me? But if you would like to ask a question that may be featured on this podcast, there are a couple of ways you can reach me. And of course, all of this information is in the notes of this show, so you can access this if you're not able to write down what I'm saying. But you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Temps Thoughts. That's T-E-M-P-S Thoughts with an S at the end. You can find me on Facebook, Tempest S. Smith. And you can email me. My personal email that no one else has access to is also tempsthoughts@gmail.com. But again, all of this lovely information can be found in the notes of this show. And I really, 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 really hope and pray that you reach out. And even if you're not, even if your question or your situation is not read out loud on this podcast, I promise you that I will respond to you personally. Scouts honor, you have my word. No matter how many or how few or how busy life gets, I promise I will reach out. So, would love to hear from you. That's that. So, thank you to those of you who reached out. I've cried plenty of times reading stories and interacting with you all. And like I said, that really, really means a lot that you trust a stranger with a voice, with some of the darkest things that has happened or is happening in your life. I don't take that for granted, but thank you so much for that. How have you all been doing? It is July 2020 as of this recording. And if you've been paying attention anywhere around the world, we are in a pandemic thanks to coronavirus. It is not under control, at least not in the country in which I live in, and definitely not in control in the state that I live in. So many people have been affected by this virus. Either personally or someone you know has been tested positive, and unfortunately people have passed away from this virus. And wow, like, who knew 2020 would be the way that it's turning out to be? It's a lot. We've been, or we were, on lockdown, shut down. And then I think people kind of decided, yeah, I'm over that. And people are out and about. Cases are going up. And it just seems like you have some people who really, really care and are being super careful. And you have some people who are just like, you know, you only live once. I am one of those people who is taking it very seriously. I hope you all are too. I hope you're wearing your mask. I hope you're washing your hands and disinfecting your everyday items like your phone, your steering wheel, your car, doorknobs, things to that nature. If you can find disinfectant, right? I just hope that everyone stays safe. If you're hearing the sound of my voice, please stay safe. Please take this seriously because, like I said, people have died and continue to die every day from this virus. And I think if we all just do our part and care, we could change at least the rest of this year. So please stay safe. Please. That's really the only thing I can say about that. Please stay safe. Please be smart with your actions and your ins and outs of places. This has been a tough year, even with just that, but dealing with coronavirus and the aftermath of that, people have lost their jobs or have been laid off. Unemployment is high. Like I said, people have been hospitalized, medical staff, all over are overworked, exhausted, and it seems like they have no end in sight. People are losing loved ones. People are not able to be with their loved ones as they are passing away. people are unable to get to funerals or memorial services. We have an extreme amount of Zoom calls and FaceTime, and it's a lot. It is a lot to deal with, and I don't know about you, but of course, you know, this is a podcast that talks about self-esteem. Of course, being at home and dealing with all of this hits you in certain ways and makes you start questioning everything, or at least for me. I've been at home pretty much since March, April-ish, and God, like, it's only so much TV you can watch, although I have watched plenty. I've had a lot of quiet time, and in that quiet time, I have been reflecting on a lot of Tempest and a lot of my choices. And then that ultimately trickles down to how I feel about myself and how I'm taking care of myself. So let me start there. I am being careful, but like I said, the quiet times really have made me think about who I am, where I am in life. Could I be further down the road than what I am right now? Of course. And sometimes even that has made me feel like, wow, I am such a failure. Wow, it took a freaking pandemic to make me realize that I'm not living my best life. And who's to blame for that? You know, and of course, names popped up in my head as I was going through that. But it ultimately boils down to me. So I've had a lot of time to think about me and my dreams. I've had a lot of time to think about, I don't want to call them mistakes, but I'll say choices that didn't necessarily serve me that I've made, and how that has molded me and shaped me into the person that I am. Only thing that I can tell you is I still have a lot of work to do. That's why I have this podcast, right? It's really to hold me accountable for how I feel, because I struggle with my self-esteem. Even though it's overcoming, I still struggle with it. I'm still overcoming. So if that's you, if you feel like you've been working on yourself for a lot and it feels like, you know, you've taken so many steps forward and something or someone comes along and does something or reminds you of something or triggers a thought, trust me, I've been there. And it feels like you get yanked back 20 steps. One, don't feel alone. Two, just know that you have made more progress than what you probably give yourself credit for. And hang in there and keep moving forward, because that's the only thing we can do. The only thing we can do is move forward. Just hang in there. I've had people contact me and say, you know, I've contemplated suicide through this time. My marriage is hanging by a thread. I'm damn near divorced. I've had people say that they don't like being around their children all the time. And that makes them feel like a bad parent or a bad whatever. I've had people tell me that they are, you know, a month away from being evicted from their apartment or from their home. I've had people tell me that they've lost their mother, their father, their brother, their husband, their wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. It's tough. It's tough. And it's hard not to... Like, how can you not take that in, and how does that not start eating away at who you are, how you not just view yourself, but how you view your world? I mean, hell, we have had I was trying not to go here, but I'm going to go here. We've had, you know, racism come up a lot, and trust me, racism has always been here, and I'm not trying to make this political. But I would do myself a disservice if I, as a black woman living in the United States of America, then use my voice and the platform that I do have, and not address racism in this country, in this world, especially when it comes to Black people. And even that, like, how do you survive? How does your self-esteem survive when you are what people hate? When you are what people think is so beneath them? How do you not on some level internalize that? What if I am, you know, the next whatever, simply because I'm Black? I don't want to be a hashtag. Like, I don't want to be murdered or treated unfairly because I'm Black. But that is the day and age in which we live in. So even with that, like, that has impacted my self-esteem. And yeah, trying not to cry, but that hits you, you know? So I want to say what you're going to do, but there's a lot that we can do about that. And we'll talk about that in an upcoming episode. But I really want to check in with you all and offer you a few moments of encouragement in saying that, you know, it's been a long time since you heard my voice. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. But if you have been a listener, especially if you've been one of those who has reached out to me, I wanted to encourage all of us, myself included, and say that we can make it. We can get through this time. We will get through this time. Just say that the only option is to move forward. Yes, it's tough. Yes, life is unfair. Yes, it's hard. Yes, I've cried. Yes, you've cried. Yes, we have been through hell and back, and it seems like we're still going through hell and back. But we are here, and there is great purpose for our existence. Just hang in there. We'll get through this. Whatever that this is, you don't have to stay where you are mentally or emotionally. We can get through this. We can do the work. We can survive life together and ultimately get to a point to where we are happy, satisfied with who we are, and have a sense of belonging within our circles, within our own lives. This life is a journey, and no one ever said that the journey would be 100% smooth, but the journey doesn't always have to be 100% rough either. There are peaks and valleys through life. That's actually a great book that I recommend, Peaks and Valleys by Spencer Johnson. It's a short book, but it's powerful. We go through peaks and valleys in our lives. And the key to life, or one of the keys to life, is to not let the valleys always be a valley. Like, eventually know that you're going to climb up to the peak. And then when you get to the peak, don't make the peak become a valley just because that is what you are accustomed to. Life can get better. Life will get better. And hopefully, if you stick around with me listening to this podcast and following me on this journey with whatever it is that I am supposed to do with this podcast and this community, we'll get there together. I don't want to say I'm the host of this podcast. I rather say I am traveling this journey with you, because I feel like to host something, people kind of put you on a pedestal and think that you have it all together. And I assure you, I do not. This past year plus that I have been silent and absent from this podcast has really been a trying time for me personally. Of course, my self-esteem got affected. Of course, I have work to do. And I have done some work, but I feel like if I'm going to do the real work, then I should come back and include the people who helped me get to this point. And that is you listening. We can make it, y'all. We will make it. And I promise to walk with you as we make it through this journey. So this is just a, hey, how you doing? Checking in. Hey, I'm still breathing episode. But rest assured that a brand new season of Overcoming Low Self-Esteem is coming soon. So stay tuned for that. As I mentioned, I am switching up this podcast a little bit and adding different segments that I see that would be beneficial to all of us. But one thing that I really, really, really want to do is add an advice segment, because I get so many messages from people that I feel like maybe if you hear someone else going through something, you won't feel like, oh my God, it's just me, or oh my God, I'm the only one who has it so rough in life. It's more than just you. And I promise this season and moving forward, you will learn a lot more about me. I promise to be more, as much as I despise it, I promise to be way more vulnerable than I've been before, and way more open than I've been. And I hope that you all trust me with the same. So again, if you want to reach out for advice, or you just want to vent, maybe your situation or your question may appear on a upcoming episode, reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter at Temps Thoughts, or you can find me on Facebook at Tempest S. Smith, or email me, as my personal email, tempsthoughts@gmail.com. I really, really look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to connecting with you. I'm planning things to help this community make this community feel more like a community. I don't know if that's a Facebook group. But I do want to create a safe space where we all can get together, more than just you listening to me, or more than you just emailing or inboxing me or DMing me. A place where we can just grow together and see the struggle and encourage each other. But I'll figure that out. I promise the next episode won't be a year from now. I promise the new season will be coming out soon. But I did want to check in with you guys, share my voice with you, and let you know that you're not in the struggle. You're not on this journey. You're not in this life alone. I want to tell you that you are enough. That was always going to be my message to you. No matter what, you are enough for this journey. You are enough for this life. You are enough for your hopes and your dreams. And I promise to help walk you to that place. Stay safe. Please wear your mask. Please only go out if you absolutely have to. Coronavirus is still here. It's still real. And people are still being affected by it. Stay safe. Stay blessed. I'll see you all next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.